To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
By the immortal elders Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury, Billy Batson and his mentor travel the highways and byways of the land on a never-ending mission to right wrongs, to develop understanding, and to seek justice for all. In time of dire need, young Billy has been granted the power by the immortals to summon awesome forces at the utterance of a single word.
Holy. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Onion.
Good morning.
Good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, Shazam. It's Sunday, May 23rd, 2021, and you're most likely still alive if you're listening to this. And this is kind of fascinating. The clip that we just played is from it's an old TV series called Shazam. You know, I've been watching a few of these episodes. I don't know how I got on that tear, but it's interesting. Or maybe not. Hang on, let's check in with Alan. Alan, are you there?
Si,
senor. Shazam is very curious as far as we talk a lot about on this show about let's say the Andy Griffith show and the older television shows and how the ethics were different. And Shazam seemed to be one of those to a certain extent, but it really did actually touch on teaching people things that they want them to know today. And maybe I'll get into that a little bit more and maybe not. But we wanted to talk about a little bit of different stuff, right, Alan? We're going to kind of take a different path this morning as we go. We're not going to take phone calls early on in the show, and we want to go to some things that we talk about a lot. How do I say this, Alan? We talk about them a lot, but we don't actually cover the content, and maybe we need to start doing that. Am I making sense?
Yeah, basically, what I've tried to get across to people the whole time I've been on is the depth of the corruption, the subversion, the mind control that we've been subjected to, and give everyone. I'm gonna do today what I'm gonna call a reading from Al's Corner, and I don't dwell on this subject a lot because it's just this is just one part of it. You know, is it the ultimate? You know, where it ultimately comes from, possibly. But I just want to do a reading here. It'll probably take me maybe 20, 30 minutes to read this. It's one of the shorter things. And but I think y'all might need to hear this. And this is just a small part of it.
Okay, that sounds great. Hey, did you get that clip that I sent over, Sam? If so, it's the Ellen's clip. Let's go ahead and play that, and we'll go straight into it. Hang on. Roll it. It's all you, Alan.
And that was from that old cartoon. What was it, Fairy Tales? Something like that?
Fractured Tales, I believe.
Fractured Fairy Tales. Yeah. Fractured Fairy Tales. There you go. All right, folks. We'll begin today's reading with a section from the Book of Protocols, Chapter 5, Verse 1. And I'm going to read probably kind of fast here, so pay attention here. Some of y'all might have heard about this, but never really looked into it, never read it for yourself. I'm just going to read you just a small part of it. There are 24 chapters in this Book of Protocols. Okay, here we go, folks. Protocols 5. what form of administrative rule can be given to communities in which corruption has penetrated everywhere? So, communities where riches are attained only by the clever surprise tactics of semi-swindling tricks. Where looseness reigns, where morality is maintained by penal measures and harsh laws, but not by voluntary accepted principles. Where the feelings toward faith and country are obliterated by cosmopolitan convictions. What form of rule is to be given to these communities, if not that despotism which I shall describe to you later? We shall create an intensified centralization of government in order to grip in our hands all the forces of the community. We shall regulate mechanically all the actions of political life and our subjects by new laws. These laws will withdraw one by one all the indulgences and liberties which have been permitted by the goyim, and our kingdom will be distinguished by a despotism of such magnificent proportions as to be at any moment and in every place in a position to wipe out any goyim who oppose us by deed or word. We shall be told that such a despotism as I speak of is not consistent with the progress of these days, but I will prove to you that it is. In the times when the peoples looked upon kings on their thrones as a pure manifestation of the will of God, they submitted without a murmur to the despotic power of kings. But from the day when we insinuated into their minds the conception of their own rights, they begin to regard the occupants of thrones as mere ordinary mortals. The holy unction of the Lord's anointed has fallen from the heads of kings in the eyes of the people. And when we also rob them of their faith in God, the might of power was flung upon the streets into the place of public proprietorship and was seized by us. Moreover, the art of directing masses and individuals by means of cleverly manipulated theory and verbiage, by regulations of life in common and all sorts of other quirks, in which all of the goyim understand nothing, belongs likewise to the specialists of our administrative brain. Reared on analysis, observation, on delicacies of fine calculations, in this species of skill we have no rivals, any more than we have either in the drawing up of plans of political actions and solidarity. In this respect, the Jesuits alone might have compared with us, but we have contrived to discredit them in the eyes of the unthinking mob as an overt organization, while we ourselves all the while have kept our secret organization in the shade. However, it is probably all the same to the world who is its sovereign lord, whether the head of Catholicism or our despot of the blood of Zion. But to us, the chosen people, it is very far from being a matter of indifference. For a time, perhaps, we might be successfully dealt with by a coalition of the goyim of all the world. But from this danger, we are secured by the discord existing among them whose roots are so deeply seated that they can never now be plucked up. We have set one against another in personal and national reckonings of the goyim, religious and race hatreds, which we have fostered into a huge growth in the course of the past 20 centuries. This is the reason why there is not one state which would anywhere receive support if it were to raise its arms, for every one of them must bear in mind that any agreement against us would be unprofitable to itself. We are too strong. There is no evading our power. The nations cannot come to even an inconsiderable private agreement without our secretly having a hand in it. Per me regis regnant. It is through me that kings reign. And it was said by the prophets that we were chosen by God himself to rule over the whole earth. God has endowed us with genius that we may be equal to our task. Where genius is the opposite camp, it would be still struggle against us. But even so, a newcomer is no match for the old established settler. The struggle would be merciless between us. Such a fight would, as the world had never yet seen. I and the genius on their side would have arrived too late. All the wheels of the machinery of all states go by the force of the engine which is in our hands, and that engine of the machinery of states is gold. The science of political economy, invented by our learned elders, has for long been giving royal prestige to capital. Capital, if it is to cooperate untrammeled, must be free to establish a monopoly of industry and trade. This is already being put in execution by an unseen hand in all quarters of the world. This freedom will give political force to those engaged in industry, and that will help to oppress the people. Nowadays, it is more important to disarm the peoples than to lead them into war. more important to use for our advantage the passions which have burnt into flames than to quench their fire. More important to catch up and interpret the ideas of others to suit ourselves than to eradicate them. The principal object of our directorate consists in this: to debilitate the public mind by criticism, to lead it away from serious reflections, calculated to arouse resistance, to so distract the forces of the mind towards a sham fight of empty eloquence. In all ages, the peoples of the world, equally with individuals, have accepted the words for deeds. Ain't that true? For they are content with a show, and rarely pause to note in the public arena whether promises are followed by performance. Therefore, we shall establish show institutions which will give eloquent proof of the benefit to progress. We shall assume to ourselves the liberal physiognomy of all parties, of all directions, and we shall give that physiognomy a voice in orators who will speak so much that they will exhaust the patience of their hearers and produce an abhorrence of oratory. In order to put public opinion into our hands, we must bring it into a state of bewilderment by giving expression from all sides to so many contradictory opinions and for such length of time as will suffice to make the course lose the goyim lose their heeds in a labyrinth and come to see that the best thing is to have no opinion of any kind in matters political, which it is not given to the public to understand, because they are understood only by him who guides the public. This is our first secret. The second secret requisite for the success of our government is comprised in the following: to multiply to such an extent national failings, habits, passions, conditions of civil life, that it will be impossible for anyone to know where he is in the resulting chaos, so that the people will, in consequence, fail to understand one another. This measure will serve us in another way, namely, to sow discord in all parties, to dislocate all collective forces which are still unwilling to submit to us, and to discourage any kind of personal initiative which might in any degree hinder our affair. There is nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord. So we must so direct the education of the goyim communities that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence. The strain which results from freedom of action saps the forces when it meets with freedom of another. From this collision arrive grave moral shocks, disenchantments, failures. By all these means, we shall so wear down the goyim that they will be compelled to offer us international power of a nature that by its position will enable us without any violence gradually to absorb all the state forces of the world and to form a super government. In place of the rulers of today, we shall set up a bogey which will be called the Super Government Administration. Its hands will reach out in all directions, like nippers, and its organization will be of such consequential dimensions that it cannot fail to subdue all the nations of the world. So ends the reading from the Book of Protocols, Chapter 5. Oy vey.
Oh, my. Well, that's interesting. Where does that
that's
come
just
from?
A very small, that's that? Just a very small... This comes from the Protocols of the Wise Men of Zion.
Yeah, and where does that writing actually stem from? I've heard it mentioned and bantered around quite a bit, but how old is that?
It was first, supposedly this came around in the late 1700s, was discovered in the early 1800s.
In the early supposedly. 1800s.
And it has been, you know, proposed as a forgery. Well, they call it a forgery.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, folks, a forgery just means a fake of something that was real. So how fake is it if it's actually something that was real, that was maybe changed, you know? I don't know, you know, this translation, I didn't translate it from frickin' Hebrew into English, you know? You can find different translations. This is, you know, supposedly straight up, you know, from what it was closest as it could be gotten. know, this comes from, you know, I got this out of William Cooper's book, you know, Bill Cooper, Behold a Pale Horse. There is so much information in that book. You know, you hear us talk about books and things like that. I read a lot of books. You know, in today's world, it's flashbang. You know, look at this. You know, it's like there's a link. You know, look at this, and people will look at it. You know, but it's kind of like watching the movie by Stephen King. You know, The Stand. Everyone's, oh yeah, I saw that movie. No, folks, read the book. You know, I don't know how long that movie was, but there is no way that you can pack into a movie in that short amount of time what is, you know, entailed in Stephen King's book, The Stand. It is a deep book, and it's freaking scary. You know, it's not some Hollywood production, and Hollywood, you know, gave this to you.
You know, the depth of
what we're up against, the depth of what we're up against, folks. I've tried to get this across to you, and this might be a regular thing, a reading from Al's Corner. I've got books all around me that, I mean, I can read you stuff that'll freaking scare the pants off you and hopefully make you understand what we are really up against.
Yeah. A few things that I took away from that chapter that you just read was, one, the intentional plan, alleged intentional plan to sow discord.
Generational plan.
People.
Not just planning what we're going to do next weekend, Steve, but generational plans.
Generational plan.
My grandson might be close to, you know, getting this completed, and it might be my great-grandson that gets this completed. But this stuff is put in the works, and they do it slowly, insidiously, incrementally.
And you're telling me that it's probably came about in the 1700s, so that would be pre-World War One. How does that actually...
About the time that our country was supposedly started, that we supposedly broke away from the supposed kingdom that, you know, is supposedly ruled by English monarchs, but, you know, they're not English. They've, if nothing else, Germanic heritage going back to the... The Merovingians. I mean, you know, if you want to call them all Jews, it is a plan and has been planned by those who have always been in power, whose wealth transfers through generations, their power transfers through generations. The real names stay in the background. They put meat puppets up to us to present as the power structure. But that is not the power structure. I'm sorry, all you Trumpites out there who thought he was just the greatest thing ever. He is just a puppet. The real power is behind the scenes. They are unknown.
Yeah, I'd say that whole Trump thing's another case of worms. But it is similar. I didn't see the Trump era going that way. Let's not go down that path, though. Let's get back to that. A word that came up quite a bit is their use of the term goyim, right?
Cattle.
You know, that word is bantered around RBN from time to time from callers and so forth. And, you know, from an early age when I grew up, the discussion about World War II and the Holocaust and the fact that you either like the Jews and support the Jews or Israel, or you're, quote, against, you're anti-Semitic, right? So, but Semitic means just people from the land of the Middle East. Isn't that right, Alan? Did I get that wrong?
As far as I can tell from the research I've done, Steve, a Semite is basically, they're like Persians. They are olive-skinned.
Sure. So the
Palestinians they're not white too. Northern European Vikings, you know?
Right. And that would be the Palestinians, the native
or Ashkenazis,
Arabs.
Right? Or Ashkenazis from the Baltic area. No, that's not what a Semite is,
right,
in the true sense of the meaning.
But it's been shifted and it changed. I don't know. I think that the word goyim seems to. I guess where I'm getting at is I was programmed as a young kid to support this worldview of World War II and the Germans went in and exterminated all these people, and they had incredible technology brought to them by IBM or whatever, and chemical manufacturers, and all those numbers don't mix up or match up when you really look at it. But anyways, I'm going sideways on that.
No, we're not going sideways, Steve. Like
no,
I said,
I am.
We're both talking about the control mechanisms that have been put in place, very insidious means. They tend to rise to the positions of power. Okay, most of us good people out there, we don't want to tell everyone else how to live their lives. You know what they have to do. You know, obey my authority. You know. Most of us just want to live our life, you know, in simple peace and coexistence with what's around us, you know, be it nature. I can't speak for people who've always lived in huge metropolis areas, you know, large cities with millions of people around them. The only time you see a tree is on television, you know, or a squirrel in Central Park, maybe. You know, that's not the life I was brought up in. You know, I don't need words on paper telling me who I am and how I feel. Everything that's been taught to us people has been a sham. It has been put there for a reason, and it changes slowly over time. So you don't notice the change. You don't see it. It's very insidious. I mean, once you understand the control mechanisms that they use, in one of these readings, I might do a reading propaganda. What's his name? You know. I can read to you from all these different books. I can read to you from Morals and Dogma. You know, Albert Pike. I can read to you from a bunch of different books that I actually have read and reread and absorbed. You know, do I believe every bit of it? No, but I believe a lot of it. And especially when you sit and you read and you actually think about what you've read and absorb it, and then you sit there and you try and you connect it to other things that you have read, you know, some of it is just, you know, there is no coincidence. You know, it's, you know, a lot of it, when it becomes so apparent, if you actually think about it, you know, a vast majority of it, you know, you start to make these connections and you see the real trouble that we're in. The control, you understand the control mechanisms. You understand the human beast. You know, we're no different from, you know, Pavlov's dogs, you know, with reward and punishment. You know, you do a good job, hey, you get a pay raise. You do a bad job, well, your ass gets fired. You know, you're not there anymore. You don't make money. So you learn to go along, and that's what they've done to us. They've gotten us to go along and to just accept certain, you know, certain things just as, well, being normal. And they've created, folks, everyone's talking about this new normal. We've got to accept the new normal, and so many people are pissed off about it. Folks, they have been getting us to accept new normals every time they enact a new ordinance, a new law, a new regulation, a new something, until it's now to the point of where you got code inspectors coming by and your grass is a half inch too high. We're going to fine you $500. You know, well, I'm a bad person in my neighborhood. I guess I'll have to, you know, pay Jose and Sanchez to come over and cut my grass more often. You know, that's the way the economy's grown, through subversion and through deception. You know, nothing can grow continuously. There are bounds to everything. You know, the economy, it can't continue to keep growing. Well, the stockholders would love it to keep growing. Well, hell yes. But we've got the Scripps family here in town, Steve, you know, very, very, very wealthy. I mean, everyone's heard of the Scripps, you know, the Scripps, what was it, publishing, you know, that's how they started out. But now, it's like the Ford Corporation. It's grown into something, it's metastasized. It's metastasized. That's the best word you can use for it. It is an unwanted, unregulated growth. And some people make money off of it, and they just accept that because, it doesn't affect me. And they don't give a damn about anyone else around them. That's what today's world is.
Pretty much. Pretty much just keeping their pile of stash. Yeah, let's go to the phones here in a second. I just want to remind you guys, besides, and throw something in, CFR is over in the chat room over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. He actually sent me a link to an audiobook if you guys want to have a listen to the Learned Protocols of the Elders of Zion. I think that's the name of the book. It's available. You can read it. You can listen to it. But it's available. RepublicofTexas.chattango.com. Chris near Las Vegas is on line three. And, well, let's hear what he has to say, what he thinks. Chris.
Good morning, RBN listeners, Alan and Steve.
Hello.
Man, Alan, you are on fire with the truth. It just exudes through the radio waves. You are part of the remnant, those that are saved and set on a fire with it burning in your bosom and your breast, and it shows the gumption breath that you're speaking and exposing the lies that are Zionized. This is the protocols of the so-called learned elders of Zion, who deem themselves to be more intellectually equipped to deceive the rest of us. They are absolutely a synagogue of Satan, Rev 2.9 and 3.9. And you were trying to search, Alan, I think, for Edwin Bernays and his treatise on propaganda, where he says if we can convince them it's for their benefit, our victory is their consent.
Yeah. It's like Pavlov, you know, there's reward and there's punishment, and they have control of those means.
Once again,
this is not. I'm not saying the Jews. Those that call themselves Jews but are not, whatever you want to call them. You know, they might want to. If it wasn't the Jews, they'd be calling themselves Baptists or Lutherans or Catholics or something, because there is bad everywhere, folks. And if it's not watched, if it's not continually kept control of, it works its way into power, and pretty soon everything that you do is ruled, regulated, and you do not live the life that you think you live. Your life is being lived for you by what is created around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in that respect, when you look at the term goyim, right, and I'm just kind of like analyzing that, the people that live in Israel that call themselves whatever they call themselves, they're just goyim too, for the most part. At least the way I see it, the Zionists are bigger than most people, and they're utilizing those people that live in what we call the State of Israel currently. And they have this other group, the Palestinians, the other the Semites that they have, you know, bunched up in that the Gaza Strip. You know, they're sitting there using them to play their own people. So, you know, the grouping. And am I getting this wrong? Because this is the way I see it. I don't think that all people are bad in this world. I see that there's bunch of people that are. Well, yeah, you might. Go for it.
Steve, what they're using, these different word descriptor terms, goyim, hoi polloi, the deplorables, by demonizing a segment of society to create the illusion that they are defective and they must listen to you by lever rage, using words to manipulate, control, deceive, and mislead these people that are really just useful idiots that have been deprived of the truth of the word of the Creator. They don't have the real knowledge because they haven't been able to go out and search because of their insatiable lust for stuff, money. These people that tell you are special because you're on a higher purpose, because their God tells you that it's okay for you to do these atrocities to people. It's okay for you to murder babies. It's okay for you to dress up like a woman if you're a man, or a man if you're a woman, that there is nobody but Balthametatron out there, this androgynous, sexless pervert that is just absolutely over the edge. And of course, these things that they tell you in those protocols you're reading of what the so-called rabid rabbis, the two sons of God, do you hear to the children music, Chris? When they circumcise them.
Hang on, buddy. Chris. We're going through the break. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right. I don't know, Sam, did you get that message I just sent through on the little clip? Ah, never mind. That's okay. We'll just move on.
I do want to thank Sam for letting us go through that first break there. Apparently, we're talking about something that maybe has some importance to it.
Hey, I great timing. Thanks, Sam, for actually running the show, by the way. You've been with us for years now. I remember my first show that you helped me get into, right? That was just awesome. It's good having you back at the network. So that's just going to be our Sam Appreciation Day. Go, Sam! Woo-hoo! So, Chris, I'm sorry to deviate you, but we did have that break.
Oh, absolutely. Sam, I am. Green Eggs and Ham is a wonderful board operator. Well, this is absolutely insane that we are listening to these people. They're controlling us with words and ideas, concepts, And they're convincing us they're real when they're absolutely false and based upon nothing. Most of our words are sham, stuck together, globs of different letters and characters that give us the illusion they mean something, when really they have lots of hidden meanings with each and every one of them. Alan was just reading that stuff of their words, not our words. These are the words that they claim is a copy. It's a fake. You're right. They created it off something. And what these are global criminals who mask themselves as a religion, not a religion. It's a cult posed as a religion when it has a precise political demonization agenda. With that, I'll leave you guys to carry on and get other callers. God bless you, Alan, for your fervor and being on fire with the truth. That's what we love here at the RBN. Steve, you guys bring the truth. God bless Texas. God bless the RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.com. Thank you.
All right.
And thank you, Chris. Chris, I've always loved Chris as a caller. I've listened to him for years and years. The man has a brain in his head. You know, we might not agree on everything exactly, you know, but, you know, he's been in situations I haven't been in. I've been in situations he hasn't been in. But we've got commonalities, and we do understand what the hell is actually going on.
You know, some of the things that I got from that passage that you were actually reading was a picture, right? It's almost a poem, a picture of painting a, discontent or understanding within the framework of our society. And that creates different groups of different people that fail to be able to relate to one another, right? And you were touching on this too. I was reading some articles last night, and you listen to the authors, the people that wrote these words. They talk about big city life and how, you know, it's just so hard on the East Coast that we're moving out to the rural America, and we need to make sure that we have our internet and we have our this and that. Their lives are so foreign to country life, right? Even my high-tech country life.
Right.
You know,
right. They're moving out.
And they want what they perceive that they need out there, and they want to bring this in here, and they are kind of, and we're sitting there now, we're polarized, and that was a intentionally put in place, right? So how do you fight against it?
Steve, they're moving out to the country for why? You move to the, in my opinion, you move out to the country because you want to be out where you have a little more freedom, a little more connection to nature, to the natural world. You walk around barefoot. You ground yourself. It makes me feel good, folks. It's one of the only things I think keeps me half-assed sane. You know, but they move. They're moving out here, Steve. But in today's world, they retain their connectivity to the big city. They have not really changed anything except for they build a mansion out here and they stay closed up in their mansion connected to the big city. They don't actually go out and experience nature. They don't have a pet deer. You know, I can go outside right now. Nebby's outside right now. She's about ready to have babies again. You know, ever had a white-tailed deer come up and lick on you, folks? You know,
not many people
nature.
Have a pet deer, Alan. I know you've had lots of friends and a variety of species, but. But yeah, that's foreign to them, and I see that. The question is, I was asking, is how do you fight against it? And the whole truth is, fighting against things like that are futile, right? And I don't know the way around this. Education, what?
There will come a point in time, Steve.
In that part of the protocols, they said that a person with intention, self-intention, are the dangerous ones. Right. So listen to their words if you want to take, you know, the plans. And that means a person with initiative that can take things on himself or herself and get something done, that don't need to walk with the pack. Right. They can say, I am not the pack. Right. I do not hate these people. I don't know. I'm just kind of postulating, throwing stuff out there. We do have another caller and we should get to him. If that's a good time there, Alan, you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Hey, Chance, how are you this morning? Chance in West Virginia.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Alan. Alan, bravo. I've read exhaustively over the years. I've read Manly P. Hall, Albert Pike, Antonio Gramsci, The Protocols. Oh, yeah, and here's the thing. Alan, you're so right. It's all fitting into place. Now, they're rather dry reads for most people, but you have to sit down and you connect all the dots. They're all connecting. And what pisses me off is all the lies and deception from politics. I don't play this political game no more because it's all a game. The churches are corrupted. They're social gatherings now. Yeah. They're not doing their job. Nobody's doing their job. But if you read all those books, like Alan said, it becomes very clear. What you have is a strong desire to get through the dry reading. It is dry, yes, but all the pieces fit together. I've studied it voraciously over the course of, I'd say, 30 years, Alan, and you hit the nail on the head.
Chance.
And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Chance. Hey,
yes,
hey,
sir.
You see it the way we see it, right? Big picture. There's a big picture back there. You can see it through the sources that you just quoted, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And, but what do you do with it, right?
Everybody's this is
always
what
talking
you
solutions.
Do.
Here's your solution. Here's your solution. But, yeah, I'm curious as to your take. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what you do. You put aside all the political bickering because it's only entertainment. It's all nonsense to divert your attention. This Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, right wing, left wing. This is all a game to entrap you and to take your mind off. So sitting around complaining about I don't mean you in particular now. Sitting
That's
around
okay.
complaining,
no offense.
Sitting around complaining about things is not going to change a damn thing. The big picture is this is a gigantic smoke screen. We're all being lulled to sleep. Now, if people can get their nose between those books, as hard as it is to read them and connect all the dots, It's coming out just as planned. It's like putting the pieces of a puzzle together. You're not going to get it from a lot of Patriot Radio. You're not going to get it from your church. You're not going to get it from media. You're not going to get it from nobody but yourself. It's a spiritual battle, and the churches are not helping any. People bicker over different doctrines in each. It's such nonsense. Even the churches are controlled. Alan, you hit the nail on the head. If only people had the tenacity that you have, they would stop bickering about all this nonsense, even though they do have a point in a way, but it's useless. They're not seeing the whole picture.
Yeah.
And this is why Yes, Alan, and this is why day by day, it never ends. Have you noticed lately it never ends? Every day they're beating us over the head.
Women with something, you know, there's always something. But
Chance, you said, you know, and I agree, folks, get this material, read it. You know, don't get a video of it because a video doesn't require you to use your own brain. And Chance said, read it. But there's a difference, folks, between reading and actually absorbing what you're reading and understanding, coming to an understanding of what you're reading, you know, the reality of it. You know, it's like I said, you know, you can sit down and you can, Stephen King's The Stand is a long book, you know. Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, is a long, dry book. But if you read it and you think about it, don't just see how fast you can read through it. Read through it and absorb it, and then you begin to understand. A lot of people have read a lot of books, but they don't understand it. They don't absorb what they've actually read. They see words on paper, but the words on paper don't translate into a thought process inside their head.
Yep, and Alan, and if you do read it, even though it's hard for most people, but you'll see all the pieces of the puzzle come together. You'll see how you're being manipulated in every possible way.
And by the time you're done reading, you're going to notice that you are right underneath a hammer that's already come down once in 2019.
Exactly.
And it continues to hit you.
And it's still coming down. And it's coming down on our heads on a daily basis now because they know. See, this is the problem with people. It's ego. Ego. It's all ego. They think they know everything. Yes, they want to they want to think that they know everything, folks. You don't know a fraction of it until you dig
in today's
world. You dig deep in these works. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And in today's world, especially with all the electronic whizmo, gizmo, flashbang stuff, you know, everything's instant. You know, everyone wants a link to go to. They don't want to have to go and do any research for themselves. And everyone wants a link that gives it to them.
Well, okay? Alan, you know, like yourself, Alan, I did the heavy legwork over the years. It was hard. It took a lot of time. It took a lot of thought. But then as events unfolded slowly over the years, I said, hey, wait a minute. They gave you a clue about this. The protocol, like I said.
You know, a few weeks back, we did a show on the movie Idiocracy, you know, and how Joe, you know, who was just an average guy, but he wakes up in this other world, and all of a sudden, he's the smartest person on the planet. He didn't gain any intelligence, folks. The world around him has become more so stupid that it doesn't realize what the hell's going on. I'm not that much smarter or more intelligent than anyone else, but like in the movie, I have seen the world around me become really, really stupid.
Yeah, and they're getting stupider. I mean, everything is a smokescreen and a lie, and I hear people debate politics, debate religion. They can't seem to understand that these are tools now. They've been so corrupted to get you to think one way or another, and they catch you in that vice. And I mean, people got to break. Alan, you hit the nail on the head, brother. People have to read these things, and they'll see. Hey,
I get it. People need to read these things. Reading is a different experience than audio or video or anything like that, right? But again, Chance, Alan, I put this out there to you. Once you come aware that there's a bigger picture behind you, right? And I've seen it, right? I've been looking at it for, 10 years now? Or something, maybe longer, probably longer. And he goes, whoa, so what do? You listen to it. I listened to you, Alan, when you were reading that chapter of the Learned Protocols of the Elders of Zion. And it sounds like the things that they do not like with our society is the areas that we need to bolster. One of those is divisions between, you know, different people groups. Here in Texas, we've got Texas versus California, and then California moves to Texas, and we go, you're California, or you're Texas, so I don't like you. But then you also got them split into other kind of groups, like these guys with a whole bunch of money because they sold a California house, and they move in here, and they kind of destroy our economy and our life, and because they become the enemy, right? But you can't let them be the enemy. But how do you be the friend? I don't know. They're so
okay, Steve, I got
throughout
a question.
The whole world, and how do we pull this all back together? We can educate.
Okay.
You're never going to get them to read the books.
Okay, all right. But here's my solution, guys.
Okay.
This is what I've done. This is what I've done years ago. I crap canned all mainstream magazines, all mainstream newspapers, all mainstream news. I boycotted. I got rid of everything. I could get these modern gadgets. I don't want them because even they're controlled now. I know what I've read, and I see it coming true. That's all the proof I need. But it took a lot of work. This is why I refuse to get caught up in paradigms. I keep these things out of my house. Because I could be influenced if I go back to that. That's the stronghold it has on people's minds. And I say, hell no. I run from it, keep it out. I will not give it one second of my time. I will not debate politics because I see that's a big game that's being played. Religion. And see, people don't realize the strong evil that's against them. And the churches are not telling them. They go to church. They have, it's a social gathering now. So the church has betrayed you.
A social gathering with a tax write-off. Now you can, it's a 501c3, so you can deduct your tithing, you know, off your taxes, and you're a good, pious person because you donated to your church, but you didn't really donate. It's no skin off your teeth because you take it off your taxes.
Yeah, we all know how the churches have become whores. And let's say it plainly, they're whores, most of them. They're whores.
It's a business.
It's a business.
You know, come on. And don't expect volunteers.
Yeah, and don't expect a business. You're going to get the truth from a business because a business is controlled. Like, Alan, you hit the nail on the head. People have to read Gramsci, Manly P. Wall, Albert Pike, the Protocols, the Communist Manifesto, and they'll see all the pieces coming together.
One of my readings might be, you know, Pike's letter to Mazzini. I've got that here somewhere. I'll look it up again.
I might
do a reading off that. You know,
there's another one, Adam. Alan, you are very extremely well read. God bless you. And I only wish that people would stop bickering about the world's problems and see the powerful, exceedingly powerful spiritual force that's against them. They don't seem to grasp the seriousness of it. They don't want to grasp it.
Because you said the word there a few minutes ago, Chance. You said paradigm. They don't want to be pulled out of their paradigm. They like their normalcy bias. They like their comfort, even though their children and their grandchildren are going to live in a total freaking hell. They refuse to see it.
Well, see, there's no hope for these people, Alan. Alan, there's no hope for them. All right,
hey,
God bless.
Thanks for the call, Chance.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call. God bless.
Yeah. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back. Hang on. Like you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise, to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
O elders, fleet and strong and wise, appear before my seeking eyes.
Billy, someday your own image, your own identity must be revealed to save a human life.
Oh, I'm not sure I understand, Solomon.
You may meet someone less fortunate than you, someone who feels he cannot cope with society.
But you can be the one to show him how wrong he is, how worthwhile he can really be.
I can? How?
Perhaps by remembering what the poet Wordsworth once said, that best portion of a good man's life is his little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and of love.
Elders, you talk of love and courage, but I'm not sure what it all means.
It is not our intention that you understand everything clearly now, Billy, only that you will use this knowledge when you need it.
But Solomon...
Good luck, Billy.
That was a little bit more from Shazam, some of the earlier programming that I ingested myself as a child. You know, it was given to me as, well, entertainment, right? Fun and life lessons. Now I'm trying to decode some of that stuff. Well, I guess I've been constantly trying to decode this. We've been talking about the protocols of the learned Elders of Zion. I believe that's the name of the book. We played a clip from a bit, or not, we had Alan read it in the early part of the thing, and I'm still asking the question, well, no, I guess I'm not. You know, how do you wake people up? Is that the thing, right? Do you think that this is a good thing that will actually show them? They don't want to see it, Alan, is the point I keep going. And that's my problem, I think. That I don't believe that they want to see it. They don't care.
Yeah, and well, you know what we're trying to do here, Steve. And here's another quote. Bill Cooper, whether you think he was a drunk nutball or not, a lot of what's in his book. Here's a quote that he has in his book at the very beginning of his book from Delamere Duveris. One basic truth can be used as a foundation for a mountain of lies, and if we dig down deep enough in the mountain of lies and bring out that truth. To set it on top of the mountain of lies, the entire mountain of lies will crumble under the weight of that one truth. And there is nothing more devastating to a structure of lies than the revelation of the truth upon which the structure of lies was built, because the shock waves of the revelation of the truth reverberate and continue to reverberate through the earth for generations to follow, awakening even those people who had no desire to be awakened to the truth.
Hmm. The Federal Reserve comes to mind when you talk about that, right? You know, a grain on the very bottom of a pile of nothing, right? Well, I was saying earlier on that, you know, we've been under attack since 2019. It really started really deep. It's somewhere around Christmas 2019, and we've been through 2020, 2021, and they're continuing this. And we don't know which hammer's coming next. Maybe you do. Oh, wow. 1 hour already? Hang on, folks.
Hammer's getting bigger, Steve. Hammer's getting bigger. Ever try to swing a 10-pound sledge, folks? The hammer's getting to be a 12, 14, 16, 18, 20-pound sledge. You got to be a real man to swing that.
Be right back, Republic of Texas Radio.
Intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a...
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.